What if a single drug could deliver weight loss results approaching those of bariatric surgery? Eli Lilly just announced a new obesity treatment that reduced body weight by over 30% in trials. This isn't just a health story, it's a multi-trillion dollar economic shift. What does this mean for supply chains, manufacturing, and the global competitive landscape? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in the biopharmaceutical landscape. First, the race for next-generation obesity drugs is heating up, with Eli Lilly setting an incredible new benchmark. Second, we'll look at the billions being poured into AI drug discovery, led by Alphabet's Isomorphic Labs. Finally, we'll analyze the global biomanufacturing chessboard, where surging demand for new drugs is creating both massive opportunities and critical supply chain risks for Western companies.
The through line this week is speed and scale. The technology is moving faster than ever, and the manufacturing and supply chain implications are immediate for U.S. and European firms.
Troy, let's start with obesity drugs. We've all heard about Ozempic and Wegovy, but the data Eli Lilly released on May 21st for a new drug seems to be on another level entirely. What is this new treatment?
It's called retatrutide. It's a next-generation therapy known as a triple agonist, targeting three distinct hormone receptors involved in appetite and metabolism, GLP-1, GIP, and glucagon. The key takeaway is in the Phase 3 TRIUMPH-1 trial results. Patients on the highest dose saw an average body weight reduction of 28.3% over 80 weeks, and extended analysis pushed that to 30.3% by 104 weeks.
30%? That's a staggering number, far beyond current treatments. Why is this a major global event this week?
Because it establishes a new benchmark for medical weight loss, approaching the efficacy of surgical intervention. This isn't just an incremental improvement, it's a leap forward. It validates the multi-agonist approach, which we're also seeing from competitors like Novo Nordisk with their drug CagriSema and Amgen with MariTide. The entire therapeutic category is being redefined.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It massively accelerates the demand for a very specific type of manufacturing, peptide synthesis. These are complex molecules to produce at scale. The entire supply chain, from raw chemical suppliers to the specialized equipment for synthesis and purification, is now under immense pressure. European manufacturers, particularly in Switzerland and Germany, with deep expertise in complex chemistry, have an opportunity here. For U.S. manufacturers, this is a call to action to invest heavily in domestic peptide capacity or face reliance on a strained global supply chain.
And for trading companies and distributors?
The bottleneck is production. Trading companies need to be securing capacity at contract development and manufacturing organizations, or CDMOs, that specialize in peptides. This market is projected to grow at 13% annually through 2034. It's also about ancillary products, auto-injectors, vials, cold chain logistics. The demand for the entire ecosystem around these drugs is exploding. Sourcing these components will be a major competitive advantage.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives?
If you are in or adjacent to the life sciences sector, you need a peptide strategy. For manufacturers, it's about capital investment in synthesis and fill-finish capacity. For logistics and supply chain firms, it's about building robust, temperature-controlled distribution networks. And for any company, it's time to model the downstream economic effects of a healthier population, from food and beverage to healthcare utilization.
Let's pivot to the technology behind drug discovery itself. We're seeing enormous investment in artificial intelligence. Alphabet's Isomorphic Labs just made a huge splash.
A huge splash is right. On May 21st, Isomorphic Labs, Alphabet's AI drug discovery arm, announced a $2.1 billion funding round to scale its AI engine. This isn't just about algorithms. It's about fundamentally changing how we find new medicines.
What exactly is their technology?
They're building an AI platform called ISO-DDE, which stands for Isomorphic Deep Drug Engineering. It works in conjunction with AlphaFold 3, DeepMind's revolutionary protein structure prediction model. The goal is to use AI to predict how molecules will behave inside the human body computationally, replacing years of slow, expensive, and often unsuccessful lab experiments. They're so confident, they plan to have their first AI-designed drug in human trials by the end of 2026.
So instead of trial and error in a wet lab, you model it on a computer first. What does this mean for the established US and European pharmaceutical manufacturers?
It presents both a threat and an opportunity. The threat is that a tech-first company like Isomorphic could dramatically shorten development timelines and outcompete them. The traditional R&D model is at risk. The opportunity is to partner or acquire. Look at Incyte, a US biopharma company. On May 20th, they announced an expanded partnership with Genesis Molecular AI, with over $1 billion in potential milestones, to do exactly this, integrate AI into their discovery process. European giants like AstraZeneca are doing the same, expanding their partnership with AI firm Immunai for the third time in a deal worth up to $37.5 million.
What should trading companies and distributors be watching here?
This creates a new market for a different kind of partnership. It's not about sourcing a finished product anymore. It's about connecting the big pharma players who have the clinical trial and marketing infrastructure with these smaller, hyper-specialized AI platform companies. Trading firms with deep tech scouting capabilities can act as intermediaries, identifying the most promising AI engines and facilitating these billion-dollar-plus licensing deals. The value is in the intellectual property and the platform, not a physical good.
What's the immediate action item for Western executives?
Every pharma and biotech executive needs to be asking their C-suite, what is our AI-native discovery strategy? Do we build it, buy it, or partner for it? Waiting is not an option. For tech executives, particularly in cloud computing and data infrastructure, the biopharma industry is now your most demanding, high-growth customer. You need to be building secure, specialized platforms to handle the massive biological data sets these AI models require.
All these new drugs, whether from AI discovery or traditional R&D, have to be manufactured somewhere. This brings us to the global supply chain and the CDMOs, the contract manufacturers for the pharma industry. You mentioned the pressure from GLP-1 drugs. How is that playing out globally?
It's creating a clear divergence in the market. The demand for complex biologic manufacturing, especially for things like antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, is creating new leaders. For example, on May 22nd, a Chinese company, Thousand Oaks Biologics, won a Forbes China Award for its leading ADC manufacturing capabilities. They have facilities in China, South Korea, and the U.S., and crucially, they operate at the highest containment standard, OEB5, which is necessary for handling the potent components of ADCs.
A Chinese company with a U.S. presence becoming a leader in a high-tech area like ADCs. That sounds like a direct competitive challenge.
It is. While China is rising, a traditional leader, South Korea, is showing signs of instability. On the same day, May 22nd, reports emerged that Samsung Biologics, one of the world's largest CDMOs, is facing a prolonged labor dispute and stalled wage talks. Analysts are already lowering their stock price targets, citing rising labor costs and production stability risks.
So, how does this dynamic of a rising Chinese competitor and a potentially unstable Korean giant affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It underscores the urgent need for supply chain resilience. For decades, the West has outsourced manufacturing to Asia for cost savings. Now, that strategy comes with significant geopolitical and operational risk. U.S. and European manufacturers who have retained or are reshoring advanced biologic manufacturing capabilities are in an incredibly strong position. They can offer stability and security that is now a premium commodity. This is a moment to capture market share.
And for trading and distribution companies?
Your risk assessment models for suppliers need to be updated. A single-source strategy with a company like Samsung Biologics, which seemed safe a year ago, now carries a higher risk profile. You need to diversify. Look for opportunities with European CDMOs, like Polpharma Biologics, which just signed a major biosimilar licensing deal in Latin America. They handle the manufacturing. Their partner handles commercialization. This is a stable, distributed model.
The actionable takeaway for executives here seems pretty clear.
Absolutely. De-risk your supply chain now. Western executives must conduct a thorough audit of their critical manufacturing partners. Prioritize partners in politically stable regions, even if it comes at a higher cost. The price of stability is lower than the cost of a production line shutting down. And for those in the CDMO space, now is the time to aggressively market your stability and reliability as a key differentiator.
Troy, a lot of complex developments this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the era of multi-agonist therapies is here, and it will reshape not just healthcare, but consumer economies. The 30% weight loss demonstrated by Lilly's retatrutide sets a new standard. The immediate bottleneck and opportunity is in specialized peptide manufacturing and its entire supply chain. Companies that can secure or provide that capacity will win. Second, AI is no longer a tool for drug discovery. It is becoming the engine. With Isomorphic Labs raising $2.1 billion and aiming for human trials this year, the race is on. Pharmaceutical companies must integrate AI-native platforms or risk being rendered obsolete. Tech companies must cater to this demanding new vertical. Third, the global biomanufacturing map is being redrawn. The surge in demand for complex drugs is creating new leaders, like China's Thousand Oaks, while exposing vulnerabilities in established players. For Western companies, the mantra must be supply chain resilience. The most valuable asset you can have right now is a secure, stable, and technologically advanced manufacturing partner, preferably a domestic one.
Powerful insights to end the week. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us on Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you.
We provide the intelligence so you can make the right strategic decisions. If you found this briefing valuable, please subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and share it with your colleagues. We'll be back next week with another analysis of the technology shaping your industry.